I recently bought some gymnastic rings, also known as suspension training, and I've been pretty much using them on an ongoing basis. They are one of our finest exercise inventions, hands down. When I was shopping for a pair, I came across a ton of options that varied in price, make, and material. I had one big question before I embarked on my ring adventure. Would gymnastics rings really make that big of a difference in my level of fitness? To find the answer to this question and many more, I searched the web. What I found out was quite amazing. History of gymnastic rings. It's a bit uncertain, actually, who created the first gymnastic rings. What is known is that the big three, quote-unquote big three, of German gymnastics history, Johann Christoph Frederick Gussmann, Gerhard Ulrich Anton Witt, and Frederick Ludwig John, did not know the apparatus yet. Adolf Spies, 1810 to 1858, is supposed to have introduced the rings as a swinging apparatus, which he called Ringeschwebel. In the textbook by Iselin, 1847, student of John, there were pictures of rings with triangular handles, a bow and triangle. The expression bow exercises was quite usual too. They were originally called quote-unquote Roman rings due to their origins in Italy, which date back possibly to 2,000 years, but John did not initially include them in his program. Want to learn the top gymnastic rings training secrets? Ringeschwebel, Adolf Spies, introduced what he called Ringeschwebel in 1842. He described them as such in his Turnerlehre, or quote-unquote gymnastics lessons, originally introduced as a swinging apparatus known as the flying, quote-unquote, flying rings. These were triangular-shaped. At some later date, circular rings replaced the original version. Since then, rings are made of metal, leather-covered metal, rubber-covered metal, and finally the wood-laminated rings used today. Initially, German gymnasts experienced difficulty with the rings. Much of the development of the rings took place in Roman and Benelux states. At first, the rings were used only as a method of training, not as a competitive sport on its own. But by the time of the first World Gymnastics Championships held in Antwerp, Belgium in 1903, the rings had become a competitive sport. Gymnastics on Rings, 1928. In Nuremberg, Germany, hemp rope and iron rings. Eventually, the flying rings were removed from collegiate circuits in the 1960s. Frank Snay of the United States Naval Academy was the last NCAA winner of the flying rings in 1961. They appeared for the first time in the Olympic Games in 1924, Paris, France. The Olympic Games number 8. Early ropes and rings were made of various materials, including metal and wicker. By 1936, the ropes were made of hemp. There were also designs available that used leather rope at the bottom to increase elasticity. In 1954, gymnasts began using steel ropes for the upper and lower part of the apparatus with an adjustable middle. Inward vertical supports were added to the frame in the 1950s to reduce horizontal swinging. In the 1960s, solid wooden rings were replaced by rings made of layered and glued wood. Around the same time, the maximum load for the rings was increased from 250 kilograms to 400 kilograms, or about 550 pounds to 880 pounds. No one will ever know for sure who is the original inventor, and quite frankly, it doesn't really matter. We all are thankful that they exist. What are gymnastics made of? There are metal rings, wooden rings, and plastic rings. The metal or steel rings are heavier than their counterparts and are often dangerous as they can swing around if you lose your grip and hit you in the head. Growing up, I used to play on an iron jungle gym. And next to it, we had gymnastic rings that were suspended by an iron chain link rope, and beneath us was super tough industrial strength black tar rubber mats. When I think back on it, it probably wasn't the safest piece in the playground, but we sure had a lot of fun. Of the three choices, I had opted for the wood rings. They're light like the plastic rings, but don't slip from my hands like the plastic rings would when you sweat. The wood rings easily absorb the sweat and have a great feel.